buckle your seatbelt and hold on. Where Nashville music scene comes alive, right where you are. You're listening to Notable Nashville Podcast with your host, Groove Dr. J. Don't miss a beat.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Zach Hart, and this is my new song, That's All Us. It's available to stream everywhere you listen to music, so go check it out right now. It goes like this.
Your body next to mine, we're standing still tonight. But with the moonlight on the pool, they're filling their cups, lost in you. But it's not the buzz from the drinks, it's not the night getting me. Just tell me you wanna leave, 'cause baby, everything stops and catch my eyes. I know you're mine, driving around in city lights with our hearts on fire. I'll go where you go, I just wanna follow. Let's spend the night just doing what it does. That's all us. Oh, that's all us. Oh, miles from head home, Fleetwood on the radio. Headlights give me flashes, feel the sun coming up. Preview, but it's not the time passing by, not just the way you look tonight. Just tell me you're not a dream, 'cause baby, everything stops and catch my eyes. I know you're mine, driving around in city lights with our hearts on fire. I'll go where you go, I just wanna follow. This ain't the night, just doing what it does. That's all us. Oh, that's all us. Oh, you see in my eyes I want you, but you don't say a thing. I feel you leaning in closer, and now you're in the driver's seat. Hey, baby, it's you and me. Oh, it's baby, everything stops when you catch my eyes. I know you're mine, driving around in city lights. Thoughts on fire, I'll go where you go, I just wanna follow. This ain't the night, just doing what it does. That's all us. Oh, that's all us. Oh, that's all us. Oh, that's all us. Miles from head home, Fleetwood on the radio. Headlights getting flashes, view sun coming up in the rear view.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning into Notable Nashville Podcast. Today's guest is Zach Hart. Thanks for joining us today.
What is up? Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm glad you came over. And also, thanks for playing that new song. Like you said, it's available to stream everywhere right now.
Everywhere.
That's All Us. It just came out last week, Friday.
It's 6 days old as of today. Yeah.
So have you been happy with the turnout of it?
Yeah, I've been. It's kind of been crazy to kind of see what has happened in just this short amount of time. I didn't really do like a huge rollout for this one leading up to the song, and then kind of started posting about the song probably a week and a half ago, just posting little clips of the song and posting the Spotify canvas and doing all that stuff. And I just kind of wanted to see what this song that I had that I really just felt right, you know, all around. Just it just felt like a really good, you know, good feeling, good vibe type of night drive.
Oh, for sure.
Forget about everything kind of song. And, you know, I put it out and Spotify's been nice to it. People who have been listening to my music have been super nice to it. And yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a good week, which I'm normally, you know, as I mentioned to you before we started, I love writing music and I love recording and releasing music, but the actual like release week is like always the like stressful part for me.
it's nerve wracking to you because you don't know how people are going to receive it. Is that the biggest thing?
Yeah. You don't know how people are going to receive your music, especially whenever you, you know, pour so much of your, you know, blood, sweat and not, hopefully not blood, but you know, your sweat and time
your
heart into.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so much goes into it. And you always want to make sure, you know, people who have been supportive of your music, you know, like it, and that you like it, and that you're proud of it, and years from now you'll be proud of it. And also with Spotify, they've been so good to me since I started releasing music about a year and a half ago. They've just been super, super awesome with my music. And, you know, I just, you know, want to keep
continue
that going.
You've been on a ton of editorial playlists on Spotify and, you know, other platforms, but how does that feel to see like your song be on a top downloaded playlist like New Music Country and stuff like that?
It's been crazy. I don't take a single ounce of any of that for granted. And I tell people all the time, like, you know, it's crazy that somebody as big as Spotify, you know, as massive as Spotify is, they support the really small guys. And I'm not just saying like, you know, independent artists, but you know, there's artists who are just releasing their first songs, or, you know, just recorded their first song and they're releasing their songs and Spotify is getting behind some people and really throwing their support on it and shining a light on that music. So I think Spotify is probably the only streaming platform that's really, you know, one of the major platforms, you know, between like Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff. They're just really, you know, great about
lifting up independent music. Playlisting on Apple Music too, as far I know, we mentioned Spotify, but have you had any playlists set there too?
Yeah, you know, and it's been awesome over there too. It's been awesome across platforms, but especially just Spotify, because they just lift up the small guys in such a huge way, and just makes you feel good, and makes it feel good that your music is being seen by so many people who probably wouldn't have found it otherwise if they hadn't discovered your music, you know, on one of those playlists, you know, New Music Friday or Fresh Finds or Wild Country or wherever they're listening to your music. It's just great for music discovery. And that's my favorite thing about Spotify, is it really feels like a music discovery platform.
Yeah, you were telling me about that Fresh Finds thing. You kind of doubled your plays on. Was it that song that just came out that doubled your plays, or was it a different song?
Yeah, so That's All Us, the song that just came out. It was on New Music Friday, the day it came out, which I was super stoked about. And then Fresh Finds happened yesterday. Fresh Finds, I think it updates every Wednesday, I think, at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So obviously, like, you know, I know that's, you know, a thing like in the rollout with Spotify. So, you know, I was, you know, eager to look on Wednesday to see if they put me on Fresh Finds, and then I saw that they did, and just, you know, the streams and everything it's been so awesome. I don't take any ounce of it for granted, and I don't think of it as any small thing. If I could thank whoever does that at Spotify, I would, because it really does mean a lot to me.
That's really cool. So I kind of want to get your backstory, because you grew up in Kentucky, right? You went to school there?
Yes, I grew up, born and raised in southeastern Kentucky, small town, Corbin, about an hour north of Knoxville. And then when I went to school, went an hour north of Corbin to Richmond, Kentucky. And yeah, that's pretty much my entire upbringing up to 21 and moving here.
and you got a degree though. You graduated, you got a degree in music marketing. So you kind of, do you leverage that with your socials and stuff of how to kind of bring it to the audience that you wanted to get to?
Yeah, no. So I think I definitely am one of the believers that you probably do the most learning around your degree or whatever you go to college for.
Yeah.
Once you like really get out into it, and like once you get out into the real world, I think that's, you know, I think college is a great preface to that, because you're definitely, you know, learning all the things that, you know, happen in the real world. You're learning everything, you know, all the ins and out of, you know, marketing, the business, and you're also learning about, I learned about the music industry when I went to school, and, you know, management and product design and digital marketing and all that stuff. And I think graduating and then finally just fully immersing myself in that was the biggest like educational experience. And I think, you know, where I'm at now, I'm still learning every day, and I'm sure, you know, you still learn every day, and we all still learn a million things every day. And
absolutely,
it's been really awesome. And I'm really happy that I do have that. And I'm happy that I took those. I went to school for 3 years. I did my first year while I was a senior in high school, but I'm happy that I took those 3 years of, you know, being in college to do what I was doing, which was, you know, getting an education. And I was also coming down here like 2 times a month to write and, you know, record demos and stuff. And to me, that time was just a great growth period, and I'm happy that I had that, you know, time to kind of transition and really, you know, find what it was I wanted to do and,
yeah,
you know, get an education.
Yeah, for sure.
Education's important.
Did you do the partying though too? Like the college lifestyle of like going to parties and stuff?
Or I'm kind of lame. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I mean, of course, like I went like, you know, with my friends and stuff, and I was always a lot of the times, like, you know, I would kind of be not the responsible friend, but like, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'm a very like agenda oriented guy.
Okay.
So I definitely like to know like what's going on and so like, all right, this is like, you know, like what's happening, yeah, and all that stuff. But you know, I definitely, you know, have my times where I got to, you know, go out and enjoy making those memories with my friends. And you know, college, it's a weird time.
It is. Yeah.
It is a weird time. And you know,
it's a self-discovery time.
It is a time of self-discovery. I think I did most of mine probably like beginning, like after I graduated, mm-hmm, because I think up to that point, you're still probably like in the headspace of like, oh, like I'm not a grown up yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm still growing up. I'm still learning. I'm still figuring it out. So that's definitely how I felt, at least.
Yeah. I felt that way too. It was kind of like a turbulent kind of 4 years that I went through, but yeah.
I mean, I'm 24 and I still feel like I'm growing up. So
yeah, I still do too. I'm 33. So, but did I read that you started doing music at 10 years old? Like when you, had a family member in like a bluegrass band?
Yeah. So as long as I could remember, I've always been in love with music. Just my earliest memories were music related. And I think, you know, having a family member of mine in a bluegrass band, I think that was the first time that I actually saw, you can do this, and this is, you know, something that could be like not a career, but I was like, you know, we would go to their shows and like we'd listen to their CDs and I'd watch them just like in absolute amazement. You know, they're playing their instruments, they're singing live, and you know, people are coming up to them after and they're like, you know, selling their CDs, and yeah. I was just like, that's, I don't know what is going on, I don't know like what this is, I just know like I want to sing, I want to do music, and like whatever I do, like this is what I want to do. Of course, you know, when I'm like 4, 5, 6 years old, like you're not like, oh, this is the career that I want, but yeah, you know that you want to do it, and you know that you love it, and you know that you enjoy it. And then from there, I kind of just started singing in church. And when I was 10, that's whenever I told my parents that this is what I actually wanted to do, and I wanted to pursue it professionally. So
you mentioned songwriting is a huge thing for you. Is that when you kind of started writing your own songs too?
Yeah. So whenever I started, you know, playing all these fairs and festivals, and one of my first gigs was playing out in Harrogate, Tennessee with a live band on the weekends. And again, I started that when I was 10 years old. And okay, then, a lot of the advice that I got was like, if you really want to do this, you gotta start writing. That's the only way you're going to make it in this business, if you start writing. Uh-huh. So, that was some of the advice that was given to me by so many people. And I don't think I really took it seriously until I probably started to sit down and write music. And then that's when I fell in love with it. And then I think even more as I just kept getting older, and around the time that I was 12, 13, that's when I really, really got into songwriting. I started to kind of be proud of the songs I was writing.
Yeah.
And for me, that was just like the most authentic way to, like, you know, show who I was as an artist, and also, you know, tell my stories, whatever stories I had to tell when I was 12, 13 years old. I knew, like, you know, I wanted to, you know, tell stories with music and have people connect to my music the way that I connect to the artists that I love and connect to the writers that I love. I wanted people to feel that with my music.
That's awesome. So who are your main like artists that you gain inspiration from?
So I grew up like on nothing but like straight up traditional country music. Okay. And bluegrass music and Christian music. I'm from Southeastern Kentucky. So like those were like the main things I was exposed to growing up. So
like
those,
gospel too, or just kind of like CCM?
No, like Christian music, Southern gospel, okay, CCM,
pretty much everything,
hymns and church, wow, you know, okay, cause you know, I went to Southern Baptist church, and, that's music that I just absolutely love so much. And that's the music that connects to my soul. I think what happened though, this is probably like how I got into the music that I enjoy making the most and who I am as an artist. When I was 14, or I was about to turn 14, Taylor Swift was gearing up to release the Red album. And me and my dad, we kind of heard some of the songs up to that point that were out. Uh-huh. And then I think there were like 5 songs that were out before the album came out. And, you know, a couple of them were country. One of them was arena rock, alternative rock. And then another one was like dubstep. And then you had We Are Never Going Back Together, which is like, you know, pop song. Yeah. And then I was just so intrigued by that. And up to that point, like, I didn't consider myself like a Swiftie because, you know, I was a 13-year-old boy and, you know, it's...
It wasn't cool for a 13-year-old boy?
Not that it wasn't cool. I think... You know, at that time, probably 13-year-old boys were a little more reluctant to be like, oh, yeah, Taylor Swift is awesome, yeah, you know? But I got that CD from my dad for my 14th birthday and right when the album came out. And I do not know what it was, but for the first time, like, I had, like, really felt, like, an obsession with an album that had come out. Not really, like, oh, my gosh, like, Taylor Swift, like, she's like, let's, you know, figure out what the Easter eggs are behind this. But like,
yeah,
truly, like, I took an interest in production. I took an interest in songwriting, like, even more than I already had. And just the way that she was pushing herself on that album, just like exploring the boundaries of songwriting and what, you know, at that time, essentially what you were allowed to do as a country artist. And I think it opened the door for other artists that I really admire and look up to and love, like Sam Hunt and Thomas Rhett and Kelsey Ballerini. And now you've got some of my favorites who definitely have spawned from that. Like, I love Chase Wright. I like Alana Springsteen. I like Connor Smith. Like, all these people are, you know, some of my favorites in country music right now. And I think all of it has just been really inspiring to me. And those are just a couple people. But, you know, I grew up loving people like Randy Travis and Vince Gill and Brad Paisley. Yeah. And I think my first like artist was Josh Turner. Probably that was like,
okay. I haven't really gotten into Josh Turner, but I got to ask you, did you buy a ticket to the Eras Tour for Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I bought 2 tickets for me and my girlfriend. We're going to go on Friday. Yeah.
Here in Nashville over at, it's at Nissan, right?
Yeah. So me and my girlfriend, my guitar player and his wife, we're all heading over to Nissan.
Sweet.
May 5th. It's going to be a disaster down here.
So good job getting tickets, because I heard that was kind of like a turmoil of Ticketmaster shutting down and everything.
My guitar player did the fighting for that. he like gets like the complete, like all the credit for that. That's because awesome. We were kind of, you had to do like a fan verification thing, like verified fan on Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
And like it gave you like a tour date that you were like eligible to like really get in the ring and fight for. Yeah. So, mine was for Nashville, and my guitar player, they're 2 of my great friends. His wife,
different dates.
Theirs were for Atlanta. Okay. And they're like, we don't really want to go to Atlanta. I was like, well, you guys can like hop on mine, but, can you like do like the get in the Ticketmaster queue and do the fighting for? So he did like all day for like 8 hours.
That's
I
cool.
just check in and be like, hey, how are you doing? And he got him after like literally 8 hours. Like the sun was going down. He'd been up all morning, like trying to get in there and get it figured out.
Dang.
He got him. And so he deserves, you know, the award for that one, but we're thankful.
Shout out.
Shout out. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So you ended up making the move here to Nashville in 2020, which I feel like that's a common theme with a lot of artists that I interview on this show. They've made the move like during the pandemic. Yeah. So, but then you put out like your first Nashville project titled Pieces in 2021.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's gotten a lot of, you know, speaking of streams on Spotify, that got like over 400,000 streams for the single No One, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I think that was... Yeah, again, that's just a crazy testament to how Spotify is with how they treat independent artists and how they especially, you know, treat, you know, artists from Music City. And, you know, we're all working our butts off and we're all trying to figure it out. And I think that's just something awesome that they do, is lifting up people in that way. And I was super proud of that project and super proud of, you know, whenever we were writing it, recording it, and to see Spotify kind of pick up on, you know, my first and second and third single, and take it to people who hadn't listened to my music before.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was something that was so awesome, and I'm so grateful for that. And it's something that, you know, it's still going, and, hopefully we continue to elevate it a little bit more. But I'm super thankful for that and what that song's been able to do. And it's still doing its thing. It's been out for, you know, a year and a half, and it's on Wild Country on Spotify still. Oh, wow. And it's just doing its thing. I'm super, super happy about it.
So I know you just put out a song last week, but do you have anything in the works of what you're going to be releasing next?
Oh, yeah. Listen, this has been the most fun time that I've ever had writing music in my entire life, because, you know, like I said, I started coming down here to write and record music, and I finally moved and we were working on the project. But this time I swear I probably have like 30 or 40 demos and work tapes from writes from this past year in my phone. And it's just been trying to figure out like what is the thing that I want to say right now. What does my life look like right now, and how do I capture that the best? And mm-hmm. also I just love great songs. I love great songwriting, and I want to release music that's true to me and also tells a story and again just captures this time in my life. And I'm so excited about the songs, not just That's All Us, but all the songs that we're writing and all the songs that are coming out later this year and that we're doing stuff with. So it's awesome. it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. I've been really enjoying the recent stuff, so I'm excited for what's to come. So where can we find you on like your socials of you know, any shows that are coming up, or where can we find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram and TikTok as ZachHart9, so ZachHart9. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, MySpace. I'm just kidding. Anywhere else that you listen to music or that you use social media, just look up Zach Hart, ZAC space HART. You see this curly haired guy. That's probably the one. That's who you're looking for. But, yeah, you can find me on there, see where I'm playing around town in Nashville, or if I'm ever around, if you're listening from somewhere not in Nashville, maybe I'm playing close to you sometime soon. And I'm always posting about all my stuff on there. So super awesome. Excited for you guys to check out that stuff and give me a follow and stay tuned.
For sure. Check Zach out for sure. And thanks for joining us today. And you want to close us out with another song?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Sweet.
Been a long day, all I can think about is getting this car home and getting myself some sleep. A Monday night, I see that screen light, you're blowing up my phone like I got somewhere to be.
Yeah.
Only been parked for about 5. And I'm putting this car in drive like I've been planning all night. Here we go. Never plan to be alone with you. Never plan to be at the end of the room with my hands all over you. Yeah. Never plan on letting myself not think about anyone else for a while. Oh, that's on my mind. I let you take control of me every time. When I never plan to. No, no, no. No, I never plan to. No, no, no. No, no. It's hard to tell what I'm thinking when I know what I'm thinking. It's not a single thing at all. Yeah. You're wrapped up in my arms and I'm wrapped around your finger. And making every call. Oh, yeah. Didn't give it a second thought to know that all I wanted was to be right here with you. Never plan to be alone with you. Never plan to be at the end of the room with my hands all over you. Yeah. Never plan on letting myself. about anyone else for a while. You're all that's on my mind. I let you take control of me every time. Yeah, when I never planned to. No, no, no. No, I never planned to. No, 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 no. Never planned to be alone with you. Never planned to be a beer in your room with my hands all over you. Yeah. Never planned on letting myself not think about anyone else for a while. You're all that's on my mind. I let you take control of me every time. Yeah, come on. I let you take control of me every time when I never planned to. No, 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 I never planned to. No, 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 no. No, I never planned to. No, no, no. No, no.
Thanks for tuning in to Notable Nashville Podcast, broadcast from Acme Radio Live, right in the heart of downtown Nashville. Check us out on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you like it, you can also support this podcast on Anchor by clicking the link in the platform that you are listening on. Hey, until next time, thanks for listening to Notable Nashville Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Smokers Abbey. They've got everything you could want. Craft cigars, quality pipe tobacco, a huge liquor and draft beer selection, everything you need to find rest for your soul. Smokers Abbey has two locations around the Nashville area, one right in the heart of East Nashville and the other over in Gallatin, Tennessee. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Smokers Abbey today. They're open late.